This is about you.
Victoria Woods.
This is about paying yourself first.
Businesswoman of the Year.
This is about life is full of choices.
Journal Record's 50 Most Influential Women.
It's about, it's not what you earn, but what you keep.
White House Conference on Small Business.
It's about education is expensive.
The Journal Record Innovator of the Year.
It's about no risk, no gain.
Founder of Women for Financial Independence.
It's about success.
Sweet success.
Governor's Conference for Women.
Smart girls finish rich.
She's the president and CEO of Chapelwood Financial.
It's about consistency will always outperform occasional brilliance.
And she is the financial diva.
It's about the money, honey.
It's all about the money.
It's all about the money.
Victoria Woods.
Welcome to the weekend and welcome to It's All About the Money, Honey, here on News Radio 1000 KTOK. I'm your host, Damon King. I'm a certified financial planner professional and wealth manager with Chapelwood Financial Services, the sponsor of It's All About the Money, Honey. The financial diva, Victoria Woods, is traveling on business this week. She has been at the Enterprising Women Conference, which is a very exclusive group of women from around the world. She's been posting her pictures all week long of all the incredible women that she's met, women who own businesses, who are partners in business. So we wish her travels, and she'll be back with us again shortly. Chapelwood Financial, as I mentioned, is the sponsor of It's All About the Money, Honey. And Chapelwood Financial has been around for more than 30 years. And for the vast majority of that time, 25 plus years, we have been independent investment advisors to millionaires. We have cracked the code on what millionaires want as it relates to their money. Number one, they want to sleep well knowing that they're not going to run out of money. They want to have the freedom to do what they want, and they want to make a big impact on their families and the world. To help you plan well in advance for retirement so that you can enter retirement with confidence as opposed to concerns, we offer what's called our Countdown to Retirement. This is a checklist, just a few pages, checklist of key things that you should consider doing 36 months, 24 months, 12 months, 6 months from retirement. Retirement isn't just something you should wake up one day and say, well, I'm going to retire tomorrow. This is a multi-year planning process that sees you check off a list of key things, key tasks, so that you can enter retirement with confidence. It helps you to stay on track. It helps you to stay organized. To download your complimentary copy of our Countdown to Retirement, all you have to do is text the word COUNTDOWN, COUNTDOWN, to 405-348-0909. So text COUNTDOWN to 405-348-0909. You'll receive a link to download your complimentary copy of the Countdown to Retirement, and you'll also get a link to schedule a 30-minute phone call with a member of our advisory team to discuss how we can use that countdown, the time that you have left before retirement so that you can enter retirement with confidence. Part of preparing for retirement and entering retirement with confidence is having an estate plan in place. And as it relates to your estate plan, there are some major changes coming in the next couple of years. This year we have an election. It's a presidential election. And while that will be the primary thing on most Americans' minds, there's a lot more at stake in 2024 than who's going to win the White House. What happens in Congress will likely have major implications for a tax that is currently a trap waiting to be sprung, and it could be waiting for you. Wealthy families, those with at least $5 million in assets, you face a deadline at the end of 2025 that could significantly increase the odds that you will pay the dreaded 40% estate tax. And so that's what we're going to be talking about on today's show, dodging this estate tax trap that is on its way. You could also think of it as a train. The train is hurtling down the tracks. It's heading for you. So the only question is, what are you going to do about it? So first of all, let's give some context, some background on what we're talking about. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017 was a law that then President Trump signed into law, and it took effect in 2018, January 1 of 2018. Now, a big part of that bill was reducing income tax rates in 5 out of the 7 tax brackets. In fact, those are the income tax rates we are enjoying today. However, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017 also increased the amount of money that you can gift from your estate without triggering estate taxes. Currently, the top estate tax rate of 40% applies to inheritances that exceed $13.61 million from an individual or $27.22 million for joint taxpayers. This amount of money that you can pass on to your heirs without triggering the estate tax is what's known as the exclusion amount. It's the estate tax exclusion amount. And if the amount of stuff that you have given away during life and after death is under this exclusion amount, you won't trigger the estate tax. Anything that you give that is above that amount is subject to the estate tax. So that's the basics, okay? That's what you need to know. Now, here's where the trap comes in. Unless Congress takes action to extend this rule, because remember, this took effect due to the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act 2017, took effect in 2018. That exclusion amount is set to sunset and revert back to $5 million per person and $10 million per married couple beginning January 1st of 2026. This means that there will be many, many more wealthy families who will be caught in this estate tax trap, possibly yours. Okay, because you're sitting there thinking, well, right now I don't have $13 million of stuff to gift. No big deal. Or if you're a married couple, we don't have $27 million of stuff to gift. Some of you do. A lot of you don't. In fact, right now, the vast majority of Americans are not subject to the estate tax. Something like less than 1% of all estates in the United States will be subject to the estate tax under the current rules. But when those rules sunset and the estate tax exclusion amount falls by more than half, far more families are going to find that they have an estate that is valued over the lifetime exclusion amount. Now, why does the election in Congress this year matter? Well, you got to think about which parties are, how the parties feel about taxes, okay? We know that Democrats want to see wealthier families pay more in taxes. They want to see wealthier families pay a higher percentage in tax, a higher dollar amount, whatever. While Republicans want to reduce taxes. In fact, we saw the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act was passed when we had a Republican president and Republicans controlled both houses of Congress. You had a unified government under one party, and that tax bill went through pretty easily. However, right now, we have a split Congress. And that matters almost more, actually quite a bit more, than who's in the White House. All right, because if Congress remains split, as it is right now, with the Democrats controlling the Senate and the Republicans controlling the House, or if for some reason the Democrats this year take both houses, if they take back the House of Representatives, it is highly unlikely that we will see this estate tax exclusion amount, the increased amount, be extended. And the amount will fall, the exclusion amount will fall back to $5 million. Nothing will change. However, if the Republicans somehow take the Senate, if they take both houses of Congress this year, there is a better chance that the exclusion amount will be renewed at the $13.61 million level per person. And again, that's per person. Married couples can actually unify their personal amounts. So each person, each taxpayer gets that amount. If you're in a married couple and you file a joint tax return, you can unify those amounts together so that, you know, you can give over $26 million away without triggering the estate tax. So now you know. Now you know the trap that is waiting to be sprung, particularly if you have an estate right now that is valued at close to $5 million already, or even if it's around $3 million, and you know, you're in your 50s, maybe early 60s, a pretty good chance you get another 20 years to live. There's a lot of appreciation that can happen in your stock portfolio with your real estate, business holdings over that time. And that's who's really impacted by this. Families that are already at or near the $5 million estate level, or $10 million if you're a married couple. Business owners, you know, if you have a business of any modest size, there's a decent chance that your business by itself will be worth $5 million. So you've got to take steps now. You've got to take steps. You have options of what to do to prepare for this estate tax trap that is just waiting for you here in another couple of years. So what are your options? Well, number one, you can do nothing. That's always a choice. You could choose to do nothing. As our friends Rush once said, if you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice. If you do nothing, this could potentially be a very expensive mistake. You already know the rules are likely going to change, regardless of how Congress looks in 2 years. If you are thinking, no, the Republicans will take control of Congress, the rule's not going to change, I don't have to worry about that, that's a pretty flimsy form of logic to use to make a financial decision. Basing your financial decisions on what you think or hope Congress will look like or do is not a really good idea. You should plan now, regardless of what Congress looks like or does at any time, because you don't ever know. You never know what's going to happen. So doing nothing, let's just say that's off the books. You're not going to do nothing. So you got to take action. We have already begun having conversations with our clients who are likely to be impacted by this falling estate tax exclusion amount by talking about strategies that they can use now to get ahead of it. So let's get out in front of this potential train coming down the tracks to run us over. So we've been talking about things like making strategic or lump sum gifts now. Many of our clients with significant wealth, we've been talking about, well, first, remember, you can gift annually a certain amount of money to any number of individuals and not have to pay gift tax. So the gift and estate tax is one unified tax, basically. Now, when you gift assets, gift stuff during life, if you gift up to a certain amount, you won't pay any gift taxes. If you gift above that amount, you are supposed to annually file a gift tax return. Now, here's the thing. When you gift property, let's say you gift somebody a piece of land that's worth $100,000. The annual gift tax exclusion amount for 2024 is $18,000. So that's the amount that you can gift to any living person, as many people as you want, $18,000 here, $18,000 here, $18,000 there, and you won't have to pay gift taxes. And by doing that every year consistently, you are helping to reduce your gross estate that could subject you to taxes. But let's say you gift even more than that. If you gift somebody $100,000, $18,000 of that is not subject to gift taxes. That leaves $82,000 that you gifted. Do you have to pay gift tax on that amount? Not really, because that $82,000 will now be counted against your lifetime amount right now, which is $13 million plus dollars, all right? So the key here is you've got that lifetime amount to use while you're living and even after you're gone. So it's going to be tracking gifts that you give during life. It's going to be tracking gifts you give after death. You add all that together, and right now, if you passed away today and the value of all of those gifts you gave during life and after death is less than $13 million, you're not going to trigger any estate taxes, and you didn't have to pay gift taxes out of pocket. So that's a common question about gift taxes. Who pays the gift tax? The person who makes the gift or the person who receives the gift? It's the person who makes the gift. And even then, it's unlikely that you're going to have to write a check to the IRS. You will file a gift tax return, a Form 709, for those of you who want to know, you know, tax forms. And when you report that to the IRS, they will simply deduct that amount from your lifetime amount. So that's how it works. So use the annual gift tax exclusion, $18,000 in 2024, or give away even larger gifts. And any amount over the annual exclusion amount will be subject to gift tax, but it's out of your estate. And if you get that out of your estate, then it won't be counted as part of your gross estate and helps to reduce the likelihood that you will pay estate taxes, that you'll trigger estate taxes. Here's another strategy, and I really love this strategy. Using life insurance to create a legacy for your family. Let's say you've got some traditional IRAs or 401ks. I'm sure almost every single person listening to the show today has at least one IRA, a traditional IRA, a 401k, some tax-deferred account. Now, if you leave a tax-deferred account like a traditional IRA to your kids, number one, it's going to be counted as part of your gross estate subject potentially to taxation, and the amount of money, the proceeds, will be subject later to income taxes when your kids pull them out. Because when you inherit an IRA from somebody other than your spouse under the current rules, you have to liquidate and distribute that entire IRA within 10 years. And if it's a traditional IRA, all of that money will be taxable within those 10 years. So instead of leaving the IRAs or tax-deferred accounts to your kids, potentially consider leaving those to your spouse, if you've got a spouse, and instead leverage the power of life insurance and leave your kids life insurance. Life insurance can check off a few boxes for you. Number one, when you leave life insurance to your kids, and they receive the death benefit after you pass away, that death benefit is tax-free. So you're reducing the tax bill for your kids in the future. Number two, if you purchase that life insurance and you set up a special trust, and let's say you set up what's called an irrevocable life insurance trust or an ILIT, you no longer own that life insurance policy. You no longer have any control over that life insurance policy. And when you pass away, the trust with the life insurance policy will go to the kids. It'll be tax-free because it's life insurance. And that amount of money is not counted in your gross estate. And the third benefit, you preserved your investment assets to live on, to go have fun, to go on cruises and fix up your house and buy a $100,000 Corvette and any number of other things. Because if you're trying to carve off a portion of your retirement assets to leave to your kids, that's money that you don't get to live on. Instead, you could fund some life insurance, leave that to your kids, tax-free. And again, if you put it inside of an irrevocable trust, you can also remove it from your taxable estate. So life insurance can be a relatively inexpensive way to fund a legacy for your kids, as well as reduce the value of your gross estate, especially if you buy a term life insurance policy. If you buy a cash value policy like whole life, it'll be more expensive, but term life insurance, you can leverage a lot of that for relatively small amounts of money. What about charitable giving? Are you philanthropic? If there are many charities, or even just one charity, your church, your university, whatever. The food bank, which is one of my favorite ones, the Regional Food Bank of Oklahoma. Victoria's is Allied Arts of Oklahoma City. You can make gifts to charities that you love now to reduce your estate. So if you want to write a big $100,000 check, make a big gift towards a capital campaign or some major gift campaign today so you can see the benefit of that gift while you're still living, well, that gets that money out of your estate, right? You're helping to reduce your gross estate that could be subject to estate taxes later on when the estate tax exclusion amount is lower. You can also gift to charity after you pass away through your estate plan, through a trust, your will, that sort of thing. When you do that, your estate could receive a tax deduction, and it's helped to reduce the value of your gross estate that is counted for taxation. There are some other really cool charitable strategies you can use as well. There's one strategy that I really love. Let's say you're somebody that you want to reduce your taxable estate, your gross estate, but you also want to generate income. You can set up what's called a charitable gift annuity. A charitable gift annuity is a contract between you and a nonprofit organization, a qualified charity. You make a gift of some piece of property, whether it's cash, stocks, real estate, whatever, to fund an annuity, an insurance contract. The charity agrees to pay you through that annuity lifetime income, so you get cash flow for the rest of your life. When you pass away, the remaining value of the property that you donated, the asset that you donated to fund the annuity, goes to the charity. And that is a way to help reduce your gross estate as well as maintain cash flow. So a charitable gift annuity is a really cool strategy. I really like that one a lot. Here's another one. For you business owners, you really should have a succession plan in place for how you're going to sell your business, whether you sell to family or you sell to somebody else. Just this past week, Victoria was talking to a woman that she met at the Enterprising Women Conference. This woman sold a business that she built over many, many years. She sold the business for $1 billion. A billion with a B. You think she doesn't need some advanced planning? And she's a young woman. She needs some advanced planning to help reduce the value of her taxable estate, because she's going to be subject to estate taxes at some point. So what planning can we do now to help her? And if you have a business, you should really think about selling that business or in some way getting it out of your gross estate to the next generation or somebody else. That way you can live on the money, but then you can also do a little bit more planning around that money to generate growth, generate income, as well as to plan for reducing your gross estate that could subject you to estate taxes. One thing to keep in mind about all these gifting strategies, right? The tax code is a wonderful tool that if you know how to use it, and that's why we do the show, to educate you about all the different things you need to know for retirement planning, financial planning, teaching you about the tax code and the various tools in it that you can use is one of those. But the tax code giveth, but it can also taketh away. And it can really smack you in the face if you don't know what's in there. There is one little thing that you need to know about estate planning. If you die within 3 years of making a gift, there are some little triggers that you need to know about. First, any asset that you gift, and then let's say less than 3 years later you pass away, if you retained any kind of control whatsoever over that gift, you had the power to revoke the gift, you had the power to change who can benefit from the gift, you retain some beneficial interest in the gift, that's not a completed gift. And if you die within 3 years, any asset that you retain some control over that you gifted previously will likely be pulled back into your estate as though you never gifted it. So you need to know about that. Any gift tax that you paid on a gift that you made and you die within 3 years of making that gift, any gift tax that you paid within that 3 years will be pulled back in and counted as part of your estate. So there's this little 3-year look back rule that applies to gifts that you make and whether or not they will or will not be counted in your gross estate. So it pays to plan well in advance for all of these scenarios. It pays to talk to professionals who know what they're doing to help you avoid these traps, these little tax traps. And a lot of them aren't little. I mean, we're talking about a 40% tax potentially on any of your estate that exceeds the threshold. And again, the real trap here is that the amount of money that you can gift in life and after death is falling. In the next couple of years, starting in 2026, that amount falls from just over $13 million per person to $5 million per person, meaning that a lot more wealthy families are going to be subject to estate taxes, and the time to start planning is now. The time to have these conversations with your financial advisor, your wealth manager, your CPA, your trust attorney, a tax attorney, your insurance professional, your entire team needs to work together with you to decide what we need to do. What can we do? And when should we do it? Again, we want to offer to you our countdown to retirement. All you have to do is text the word countdown to 405-348-0909. The countdown to retirement, again, can help you plan for retirement. It can help give you a checklist of the things you need to do as you enter retirement. But the other thing that you're going to receive is a link to schedule a 30-minute call with a member of our advisory team to discuss how we can help you enter retirement with confidence, and that includes having a sound estate plan. And if your family, if you or your family right now have more than $5 million, you really should be planning. You need to do some advanced planning. You need to sit down with an advisor. And if you don't have one, we're happy to sit down with you and help show you where the potential landmines are in your plan, where the traps could be. And we want to help you avoid those traps, and we want to help your kids, your heirs, avoid those traps as well. So again, text countdown to 405-348-0909, and you'll get your countdown to retirement, as well as a link to schedule that 30-minute phone call with a member of our advisory team. And there are many other tools that we have. You know, there are spousal lifetime access trusts. There are gifts. There are leverage gifts. There are loans that you can make. You can set up a family limited partnership, a family limited liability company. All of these strategies are part of the toolbox that we have available to us. You don't need to know how all these things work. What's important for you to know is that we have access to them. We've got the tools, we've got the relationships, we've got the resources that we can bring to the table to help you. You don't need to know everything about estate planning. You're not an estate planning attorney. That's not the point. The point is knowing that you have options and knowing how to take advantage of those options. This deadline is real, and you should not wait until the very end. Because I promise you, what ends up happening as you start diving into all this is that you realize you need a team of advisors to execute and implement these strategies. You want to be thoughtful. You want to be able to have the time and the runway to execute these strategies that make sense for you and your family. And we're happy to sit down with you and help you out with that. Well, thank you so much for your time today. Thanks so much for listening. We hope that you got a lot of great information of how to reduce your estate, because pretty soon, a lot more of you are going to be subject to estate taxes, and we want to help avoid that big trap. I'm going to leave you with the Financial Diva's very best advice. Don't take advice from broke people, physically, financially, or spiritually.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I salute the flag of the state of Oklahoma. Its symbols of peace unite all people.
Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Before investing in any product, consider your investing goals, time horizon, and risk tolerance, and the product's investment objectives, options, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Chapel Wood Financial Services for the product's prospectus or equivalent document and read it carefully.